so cruel.
You know what? I could never. I could never ever do that.
We're recording again.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Thank you. Thank you. We are going to move on to in the new business number two.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept with regret the following resignations. Deb Wirtz, Courtney Bricker, Nicole Harpster, Shane Patterson, and Samantha Jones.
Second.
Discussion?
There's no questions. I've kind of listed the reasons for each.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zemeckis?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I will say, I do want to throw out, all these people are important to all of us, but Sam Jones talked about a time that's integral for what we're trying to get done, and we have to shift gears. But she is going to leave us in a good position where we can go either direction. So kudos to Sam and her years of service here.
Good. She's great.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board employ the following on a one-year contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2017-2018 school year. That's Shelby Ballant. Did I get that right? Oh, boy.
No.
Ballant.
Was it spelled right then?
It is spelled
Ballant. I beg your pardon. And I'm not going to, well. What's the next one? How do I pronounce it? The next
Jewelry.
One? Jewelry. Okay. And Ashley Woodard.
Second. Discussion?
We do have Shelby here this evening. I don't know if the other two are here. Welcome, Shelby.
Welcome, Shelby.
Sorry about butchering your name.
Oh, it's all right. You'll do it again. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zemeckis?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award a two-year contract to James Poole for the term of June 5th, 2017 through June 30th, 2017, not to exceed 20 hours total at a rate of $25 an hour.
Second. Discussion?
And this is to provide extended services for a student that was expelled for the second half of the school year.
Okay.
And it's a requirement, correct?
Right. As part of his IEP.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zemeckis?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award a one-year contract to Joe Stewart as an aide, step 30, for up to 40 hours per week. Should Mr. Stewart serve in a coaching position, total aide plus coaching time is not to exceed 40 hours a week. This approval is contingent upon receipt of a resignation letter from Mr. Stewart as intervention specialist prior to June 1, 2017.
Second. Discussion?
I just want to publicly say I appreciate everything Joe's done as a basketball coach and with the boys. He's a good mentor. I'm just not comfortable with the structure of this position.
Okay, anybody else? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zemeckis?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
No.
Mr. Mason?
No.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award the following classified contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2017-2018 school year.
Second.
Discussion?
I think that was a mistake to have Pam on there.
I was just going to look.
No, it's fine.
Oh, sassy. All right. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zemeckis?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Really,
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, The board award Dr. Unger, high school principal, a two-year administrator contract beginning with the 2017-2018 school year. This contract will be paid in accordance with a new administrative salary schedule to be approved at the June 23rd, 2017 board meeting.
Second. Discussion?
I think we've had a lot of discussion about this. I think, Tim, you're working with him. Hope to see improvement of this 2 years.
Right.
Things happen.
Yep, I have professional growth plans for all the administrators, so I agree.
Oh, good things. Thank you. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award Karen Grigsby, curriculum director, a three-year administrator contract beginning with the 2017-2018 school year. This contract will be paid in accordance with a new administrative salary schedule to be approved at the June 23rd, 2017 board meeting.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award Kim LaGault, a four-year administrator contract as special education director, beginning with the 2017-2018 school year. This contract will be paid in accordance with a new administrative salary schedule to be approved at the June 23rd, 2017 board meeting.
Second. Discussion?
I just personally say, a couple girls in the elementary school, I hate to see her go, although I know we're in good hands. I think she's going to still do great things for the district. Glad we're keeping her.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award Brad Miller, a three-year administrator contract as K-6 principal, beginning with the 2017-2018 school year. This contract will be paid in accordance with a new administrative salary schedule to be approved at the June 23rd, 2017 board meeting. This approval is contingent upon his resignation as K-6 assistant principal.
One second.
Discussion?
I do want to say, for these previous four, and hopefully this will be approved, I do honestly believe we have an administrative team second to none. I don't say that just because they're my team, but when I go to the superintendent's meetings around the county and I talk to other superintendents and the struggles that they have with their administrative teams, and I don't have those, it's indicative that we have a very high functioning team. And I think it's going to get better now with these moves. So thank you for making these moves, and hopefully this will get through too.
May I ask what the plan is to fill the assistant principal spot?
Yeah, absolutely. If you notice, the elementary position wasn't posted. We're not required to. Administrative positions, we don't have to post. But we will for the assistant position because we really don't have anybody in line. We have some people that we hope apply for it. But we will post it and see what comes through the door. And then we'll have an interview committee process in which the union will serve. They have two seats on that interview committee, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Do you think that'll be by the July meeting? Set your goal?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have them in place.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award the following supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract of the 2016-2017 school year. That was for Courtney Davis and Andrew Lawrence.
Second.
Discussion?
These were for last year, correct?
I'm sorry?
Last school year.
Correct. This is the year we're in now.
Okay.
Yeah. And it had to do with, of course, with paperwork and things like that. So.
Okay. Call roll, please.
It was the second. Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award the following supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2017-2018 school year as listed.
Second.
Discussion? I like that we've got fall coaches in place at this meeting. I think that, we're way light years ahead of where it used to be, so that's a great job, Matt Mason.
Yep. May I ask a question, though? If Kevin Stockham is like 50-50 split, who's the other 50-50?
I don't believe they've been named yet.
Okay.
He's basically saying he can do it at halftime.
Okay.
TBD.
Gotcha.
TBN.
Player to be named.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the following board policies as presented.
Second.
Discussion.
Policy committee has been very busy, as you can see.
And the new kid on the policy committee, it's a lot. Wow.
I meant to ask you, the change in the bidding from 25 to 50, is there a reason for that, or just?
Yeah, state law changed.
Okay.
We just go in line with whatever their minimums and maximums are.
Yeah, see what changes need. It's a whole little while. Adventure. I didn't know all that work. It's a lot of work that goes into that. Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the sports medicine agreement effective June 7, 2017 as presented.
Second. Discussion?
The same cost as this year.
Same contract.
Same contract, same services.
Okay. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Davis?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following revisions of the student parent handbook as presented, which is section 4, graduation information, criteria for diploma for honors.
Second.
Discussion?
Do students, when they start into high school or when they're picking their classes, like somebody say something like including 2 units of advanced science, do they have a breakdown of, I know it explains that, but it doesn't name each course. Is it clear to them what they need to take to qualify for this?
I will ask the good doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the requirements are in course of IV as well as in the student. Matter of fact, the course of IV didn't have the same arrow.
Are you asking, like, do they know what they need to have to graduate with honors?
Right. I don't want to take classes and say, I thought I was going to be up for honors and I'm not. Because it's saying you have to take certain units of each thing, and then it basically says, including 2 units of advanced science. Well, I took this class and I thought it was advanced science. I just want to be clear.
So does it change midterm form or something? No, we're very cognizant of the fact when we make those changes, it's like valedictorian, salutatorian, the honors that, okay, do we need to tier this in or can we just put it in right now? So, yeah, we adjust that. And then they're pretty, the guidance counselors are pretty honored.
Yeah, like as freshmen, I'm pretty sure.
We actually have a checklist.
Yeah.
Okay. My
8th grader
got it.
So he knows. Right on. Okay.
And another thing that happens behind the scenes that you don't ever see is there's several meetings between myself, Dr. Unger, and Karen where we talk about things like this before it ever gets to here. So it gives you a little more warm and fuzzy to it.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve an increase in lunch prices of 10 cents for both buildings and 5 cents for intermediate and elementary breakfasts. The K-6 prices will be $1.15 for breakfast and $2.65 for lunch. The 7-12 prices will be $1.35 for breakfast and $2.90 for lunch.
Discussion?
Yeah, Joe and Mary struggled a lot with this recommendation, not because of putting it forward, but because of very cognizant of the fact of making sure that lunch and breakfast stay affordable for our students. But we did not have an increase last year, so we're nosediving in that fund, and we recognized that about the middle of the year, and we knew that we'd have to put something on. So this isn't new to us, it's new to you, but we knew this was coming and it's needed. And they have to operate in the black.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikus?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, we will move on to Section J, donations.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of Superintendent, the Board approve the following donations as listed.
Second. Discussion?
Go ahead. No, I was just going to point out one. The Brian Little donation for Business Professionals of America, that's an actual, his employer has a 3-to-1 match. So we expect to receive a check from his employer three times what his donation is for use of by the Business Professionals of America. So you'll see in the next correction, it was important to get that corrected also because it's a 3-to-1 on both of his donations. That'll be put to use for the national conference that they went to this last year and that they hope to go to in the future.
What was nice about BPA, it was reinvigorated this year. And several things did that. Colleen Bennett coming in and taking it over, she really spurred interest amongst the kids. They go internship, kids that were part of that are also in BPA. Dr. Unger pushed it, I pushed it, getting this student activity reinvigorated, and it has, so I'm very pleased with that. I wanted to point out Bobby Lehman. Matt Mason did a great job of going out and soliciting to get that scoreboard. I wanted to make sure that publicly everybody knows that our new school board was not bought by the school, it was bought by Bobby Lehman. In these times when we are pinching pennies, I wanted to make sure everybody knew that we didn't buy a new scoreboard, PI didn't buy a scoreboard. That was bought by somebody from the public.
And Bobby Lehman is the company, obviously, but Benny Straub, as Madison Plains graduate, is kind of the spearhead of that, so appreciate it.
Yeah, he supports lots of stuff here. That's great. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikus?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of Superintendent, the Board approve the correction to resolution number 17-072 to show receipt of donation in the amount of $400 from Brian Little to the Business Professional of America Fund.
Second. Discussion?
And again, that was just listed incorrectly as Meyer instead of Brian Little, and it was important, especially since there is that matching component. We have to be able to document that he donated.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikus?
Yes.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I make a motion that we enter into the executive session at 7:53 p.m. The purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statutes.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikus?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Our next regular meeting will be held June 20th in this room at 7 p.m. No, why is that not? That's not right. June 3rd. The note says June 20th. Let me look.
It's the 20th. June 20th. It's the 20th. It's the 20th. It's the 20th.
That's it then. Good.
Well, why did some of our motions earlier say?
No, it had to be filed by the 18th. That was all it was. Before our meeting.
Yep.
The public notice.
That's what.
3 days before.
Yeah.
Got it covered. Okay. So, so the next meeting will be June 20, 2017.
Business after.
7 p.m. and we will, what?
Any business after.
We will not be. We will not be.
Trying to keep you honest.